Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, September 9th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A Christian agency heads to hurricane-damaged areas forgotten by others. Evangelizing unbelievers is the goal in France, despite few successes, and Trakossi slaves are being freed by Christians in Ghana. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, World Hope International's responding to the hurricane by identifying places where others haven't gone. They're partnering with churches in those areas to provide relief. World Hope's Joanne Lyon is encouraged by the church's response.
We have churches and communities all over the country that are taking in evacuees into their churches and into their homes, and churches are adopting families and helping them. I think there's been an incredible outpouring of particularly the people of God in this area.
Lyon urges believers to be involved now and in the coming weeks when others will have moved on and forgotten about the survivors.
The thing that we've got to realize is it's not going to be over when the news leaves. I mean, I've worked in many disasters around the world, and as soon as the news leaves, we all think, oh, it's all over, everything's fixed. Well, it isn't. And that's what we're going to have to realize here. And I think it's critical that the church not only feed people and clothe people, but take people into their fellowship.
Next, while physical assistance is the priority in many areas where the hurricane hit, spiritual assistance is also needed. International Bible Society's Suze Hyde describes the situation.
The evacuees themselves have been asking for scripture, so we have the unique privilege of helping to meet those needs. One of the pastor's wife, who is a licensed counselor, called me on Friday and said, I am so desperate for scripture when I do my counseling. I am handwriting verses on cards to have anything to hand people.
Requests have come from many organizations, and they plan to send out 500,000 pieces of scripture to the region. Hyde's asking for prayer.
That his spirit would go before these pieces we're sending out and work in people's hearts so that when they read them, they would be comforted, that more people would come to faith in Christ and accept his gift of forgiveness and eternal life.
Call 1-800-987-3595 to help IBS. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission work in France is slow, and people in that atheistic society are resistant to the gospel. But the church is growing, and Greater Europe Missions' Lel Fickett has been ministering to French women for over 20 years. She says their outreach has had great side effects.
Our main goal has been to evangelize unbelievers. But we have realized over the years that the Christian Women's Club has really helped Christian women to develop their gifts and talents and become leaders, and then to take those gifts back into the local churches.
Jem is seeing a lot of fruit, and Fickett says exciting things are happening.
There is an openness among younger people that I have not seen in the past. And it may be because they're just realizing the spiritual need in their life, and possibly they're further removed from a negative experience that they might have had with institutionalized religion. And they seem to be very open to the gospel, and that's encouraging.
Pray that God will continue to build his church in France. Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries Volta region staff in Ghana says an agreement has been reached to release 126 Trakossi slaves, but no date's been set. Pre-release counseling's already started. Trakossi is a slavery-like practice of the Ewe people, where women are enslaved to atone for wrongdoing. These slaves say that they'll never accept Christ because of rumors that former Trakossi slaves who got saved went crazy. Pray that God will touch their hearts. And Here's Life Inner City is using back-to-school backpacks to change the hearts of families in major cities in the U.S. This year, Here's Life has a goal of distributing power packs to more than 2,500 kids through inner-city churches. Each backpack is filled with school supplies like crayons, rulers, paper, pencils, and most importantly, a Bible. A gift of $30 delivers a power pack to a child, and as they read God's Word, gospel seeds are planted. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International AIDS, available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.